You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, hello, Bleeding Green Nation. This is John Stolness, host of the Eye on the Enemy podcast. And we got a special treat for you here today. Joining us is an Eagles legend, one of the best wide receivers this franchise has ever had. DeSean Jackson is here joining us, and we're going to talk to him about what he's been up to and get his thoughts on the Birds this year, too, coming up here in the 2022 season that is shaping up to be a very interesting one. DeSean, thanks for joining me. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, and yourself, man. I'm honored to come on and hit the podcast with you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's really an honor to talk with you, and I'm excited to hear about what you've been up to since we saw you last. And I understand you're involved in a new social media platform called Squads. I wanted to start off and see if you could tell us a little about that.
Yeah, man. So definitely, yeah, just joined Squads not too long ago. Had an opportunity to, kind of be one of the first celebrities to kind of jump on there. And, it's just kind of helping partner in the Web3 series of it, basically from, the crypto space into, fans. And, we just kind of been doing some unique ideas as far as, trying to, be spicy a little bit, like let the fans engage into, buying coins and actually being able to participate in the experience with me. And so far, we created, the top three fans that buy coins actually could play, have a chance to play Call of Duty with me. So, we're starting merch. We have a lot of more activities and, events coming up where, it just gives it kind of bridges the gap between the fans and the talent. And I'm excited about the space. I think this is the Web3 space is something interesting that I'm, excited about. And, my team, we partnered up with Squads, and they're an up and coming app that's kind of doing some great things. So I'm excited about the adventure that we have going with them. And I'm just look forward to, once again, just kind of engaging with the fans, man, giving them an experience to, make it unique ways to have some fun with me outside of, them just watching me play on the field.
Well, we miss seeing you on the field, but of course, we miss seeing you, on the practice field and just being as a part of the Philadelphia community. And sounds like a very interesting combination of social media and crypto and all that. If somebody wants to get started and get connected with this, get hooked up with you, how does that work? How do they do that?
Yeah, so all they gotta do is just go download the Squads app, and once they download the Squads app, you have all different types of individuals on there. Celebrities. Favorite, movie stars, whoever it is, and whatever intrigues your interest, they can just click on to actually purchase the coin. And once they purchase the coin, then, we'll stay active with the fans and, kind of let them know what we have coming up with, events, what challenges. And, we look forward to spicing up a little bit. Like I say, right now, it's just a Warzone challenge. I play Warzone a lot. I'm a big Warzone guy. So, just giving my fans opportunities to go in there and just, like I say, buy coins. And, they better get them now because it's going to be skyrocketing up. So, and then, too, that's a way for them to, hold on to the coins and actually make money as well, too. So it's not just the experience part of it. It's actually buying a coin, at an early stage. And, eventually, hopefully, the coin doubles, triples, and, might be able to 10x, however much on your money. So it's a good opportunity.
So does this mean you're off the other social media apps? Are you off TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff?
I'm really not too big on TikTok, more just Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. I think it's just a little different. This app is a little different than the Instagram, phase of it. You as far as my, engagement so far, Instagram is more kind of just posting, and just engaging with your fans just so they can kind of see your lifestyle and what you're doing. Opposite of Squads is a little more engagement, where, like I'm saying, is you're a little more active with your fans. So on my social media, on my Instagram, I really don't post anything to kind of gauge fans to kind of like buy anything. It's just more like me promoting just my lifestyle and the things I'm doing.
So DeSean, let's talk a little ball. I'm sure it hasn't escaped your attention that the Eagles made a big addition on draft night, getting AJ Brown in the first round of the draft, or for a first round pick. What does it mean when a team that runs the ball as much as the Eagles did with a running quarterback, what kind of an impact will a guy like A.J. Brown have on the Eagles offense this year?
Yeah, I definitely saw the trade where A.J. Brown, how he found a way to grab him, man, and get him in there. I think that's a good addition to, you know, what they already have going. Devontae Smith has been a heck of a receiver. Even though he broke my rookie record, I messed with him and tell him he had an extra game to do it. You know,
right?
I didn't have that extra game, but he's a heck of a player, man, and excited, you know, for his success and to see what he blossoms into. But just kind of been sitting back and playing 14 years and just trying to figure out my next phase. If, you know, that is playing anymore or retiring, but you know, I feel like my time in the NFL, you know, I had a hell of a ride, and if it's more out there for me, I know I can still play at a high level. You know, it's just finding the right opportunity. And, if it works out, so be it. But definitely interested to see how the Eagles do. You know, Jalen Hurts is my younger brother. And, been rooting for him since day one and advocating for him to be that guy. I feel like he works very hard. And, sky's the limit for him. So, this is second year in the system with the new coach. So I think he'll be, a lot more comfortable. And, you know, hopefully he can run that show, man. I'm excited to see how they do. You know, my young boy, Jalen Rager, Quez Watkins, you know, all them dudes, man. I got a lot of friends over there, you know, Brandon Graham. I mean, I can go on and on. Yeah. So I'm excited and to see what my boys do, man. I'm rooting for them.
Now, I mentioned at the top, I specifically didn't say since you've retired, because I was well aware you have not announced any kind of retirement. So you're looking to stay on with another team to latch on someplace, right? What are you doing to get ready for the season here and try and get yourself another shot?
Yeah, honestly, man, I'm enjoying my free time right now, man. I've worked so hard throughout my career, man, going all the way back to, you know, high school, you know, to college, to the NFL. So I never really had the opportunity to kind of just sit back and enjoy the offseason and, you know, not really be focused and worried about, you know, going to training camp. I mean, not training camp, going to OTAs, you know, offseason workouts. I kind of been able to, you know, schedule my own workouts. So, I just been really just working out a little bit, not even really too crazy, just kind of doing a little active stuff to stay fit. But, you know, I have a lot of businesses going off the field. You know, I mentioned real estate, private equity, you know, some new companies I'm starting up, you know, this partnership with Squad. So, you know, and spending time with my kids, man, I'm just really focused on that, you know, because obviously I'm not going to be able to play football forever. And one day it will become a time where I will have to officially hang them up. But right now, yeah, I'm just relaxing, man. If the right situation comes along and plays a part, then, you know, I definitely would, consider that. But right now, that's not really a focus of mine. You know, I kind of wait more closer to training camp and, you know, see if things, you know, fit out.
Well, it's been a crazy offseason with all the wide receivers changing teams. I mean, you saw Davante Adams go to the Raiders. Tyreek Hill leaves the Chiefs, goes to the Dolphins. Amari Cooper goes to the Browns. We got Brown coming to the Eagles. I mean, obviously, teams want impact receivers, and they need impact receivers. So, how important is it to have that, like, that true number one guy on an offense in order to be a Super Bowl contender? Is that a must have?
Yeah, I would say, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, having that true number one receiver obviously makes it a lot easier, especially atop a guy like Davante Adams, who has been proven in this league. Obviously, has a great quarterback, you know, my alumni quarterback with Aaron Rodgers, but you know, yeah, I'm interested to see how he'll do in Las Vegas. I think, you know, it'll be a different transition for him. But, you know, I will say, you know, him and Derek Carr, you know, had a lot of history from when they played in college. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, you know, no comparison to Derek Carr and Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, I think that connection they had in Green Bay was very special. So I'm interested to see, you know, how I'll plan off for him. You know, over in Las Vegas. I mean, you got Hunter Renfro, you got Darren Waller, you got talent over there. You got my boy Brian Edwards, who's, you know, a younger receiver that's blossoming to be something, you know, special in the NFL. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested to see how they'll plan out.
Who's the best wideout in the game right now, Deshaun? I feel like I can ask you. You've got to be an expert on this.
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, man, I would honestly have to probably. I will have to go with Davante Adams, man. Honestly, I think, you know, his body of work, you know, for the past, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, man, has been awesome, man. You know, I like Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's up there. Mike Evans up there. Keenan Allen. I think Justin Jefferson. I think the two young dudes out of LSU, Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase, are, you know, two dudes that, you know, I can't forget Cooper Kupp either. You know, I played with him last year. Cooper Kupp. I mean, it's a lot of good receivers. Not good. It's a lot of great receivers out there. But yeah, the NFL's, man, is turned to something very special now, man. Like I looked at when I was coming out. You know, you had Megatron, you had, you know, guys, Steve Smith, you know, Marvin Harrison's, you know, Randy Moss's. And, you know, now to see the elevation of, you know, the receivers, man, it's interesting, man. You got all these trainers, all these coaches that are training these kids to do all these crazy moves. So, yeah, I love the where it's going right now. It's a good phase for our receivers.
So looking back on your Eagles career, Deshaun, and, you know, hopefully your NFL career has another chapter or two left in it here, but what's the best Eagles team you played on in your two stints while you were here?
I would say, I mean, when I first came in there, honestly, I think like my rookie year, like my first few years, man, when I came in, you know, we had Donovan, we had Brian Westbrook, Brian Dawkins, Asante Samuel. You know, I look at that era, you know, Trent Cole, Jaquay Parker's, Mike Patterson, like, you know, I look at that year. I think them few years was top notch, but I think, you know, the best production year, I think, was 2013 when Chip Kelly came in there. That 1 year we had with him, even though it was some things I disliked that he did, but you know, obviously as far as on the field and what we did, I think, you know, that was one of my best years. You know, the year with Michael Vick, man, being that quarterback, you know, he was an idol of mine growing up, you know, and to be able to play with him, man, y'all think, yeah, that year when we had McCoy. You know, McCoy is a great friend of mine. I'm actually seeing him tonight. You know, but yeah, Jeremy Maclin, McCoy, you know, we had a squad, man. And that squad was very special, man. We did some dope things there.
It would have been great to see what you guys could have done if you hadn't.
If he didn't mess up our team, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He definitely changed around. But, you know, things happen, man. And you got to live with what happens. You know, people in charge make decisions. And that's what you got to live with.
That's right. Well, last thing for you here, Deshaun, I know you've continued to be very involved in youth sports. You mentioned your kids just a second ago, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on and hear from what it is you're doing with youth sports right now. I know you're very involved out there in California with that.
Yeah, man, something I'm very passionate about, you know, it's kind of giving back to the youth and going back to, you know, the areas I was raised in and grew up in, and kind of just, you know, reaching back and grabbing them out of the areas and just kind of, you know, implementing them in, you know, into society and teaching them, you know, the principles in life and, you know, how to accomplish the goals you want in life if you put the hard work into it and you have the foundation and the support around you. But, you know, for me, man, you know, I started my own Pop Warner football team back, you know, like 5-6 years ago called the Cali Bears. Obviously, I went to Cal Berkeley and, you know, just kind of wanted to resemblance that off of, you know, having a squad where it's younger and I can pump them, you know, to, you know, the high school I went to, Long Beach Poly, and obviously, you know, the college I went to in Cal. So just kind of, you know, just mentorship in these kids, man, and just giving them hope out here, man, because it's so many, you know, negative things out here in these streets for kids to just, you know, walk out to and be easy, accessible to, you know, violence, drugs, you know, all types of things that I see these kids going into. So just to be that influence, the advocate, to be there to, you know, motivate these kids and kind of take them away from the things that they're doing and just put them more into positivity and, you know, putting them into curriculum activities, after school programs, you know, taking them on trips, taking them to colleges, tours, you know, just all types of things like that in that nature. And, you know, that's something I'm very, you know, into and have a passion for, just changing the lives of these young kids, because these are the areas I came from and I know what it's like to be stuck and not feel like you have hope and getting out of that. So, you know, that's the biggest thing I can say. And, you know, I'm going to continuously go out there, you know, and put on events, camps, seminars for these young kids just to kind of get out these areas.
But Deshaun, it sounds like you've got a lot going on off the field, but we hope we see you on the field again this year too, man. So it's great talking to you. Thanks for taking some time. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. Yes, sir. Take care, man.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more. Pendo.
From data privacy to the future of TV, retail media, and beyond, the world of digital marketing is constantly in flux. So how can you keep up? Well, The Current Report is there for you. Each week, marketing leaders on the cutting edge give you the latest insight. So if it's creating a buzz, they'll be talking about it. Subscribe to The Current Report wherever you get your podcasts.